it. It's 11 o'clock. Time for Under the Floorboards, the show that's a little bit stranger than something weird. Not so much syncopated like the incredible show just put on by E23. No, Under the Floorboards is a little bit different. I'm going to start out with our national anthem. I'm sure we're all patriots out there. Jimi Hendrix wasn't the only one to play our national anthem. You are now.
And I don't think it's right. I think it's
Under the Floorboards.
I think the government should step in and conscript it, make cards out, fingerprint everybody, picture them, and then keep it that way, because this country is the only country that lets in all the refuse that they possibly can get along with the good people. If the people of the United States had better wake up before they have their whole little kit and caboodle go down the drain. Bread is $1.19 a loaf, and the people in this country are tired of paying for the other people that are coming in here and working. We feel sorry, we send money, we help them, but we don't want any more of those aliens, period.
You guys stand back. How many are we shooting off this?
Boomer 1 to Boomer 2, standing by on Q1. 2 5-inch flag shell.
They're
okay.
Ready to on the first two.
R1.
Bombs bursting in air. The bombs bursting in air.
Bomb.
And the rocket's red glare.
Vonga.
I beg your pardon.
Vonga song.
I beg your pardon.
Call that a song.
The well-known Vonga song.
The bombs, bombs, bombs bursting in air.
I beg your pardon.
And the rockets, and the rockets, and the rockets, red glare.
Vonga song.
The intense patriotism surging across our country, carrying the national anthem to new and different heights.
Targeting.
Vonga. All the way to the top of the music charts.
Longer, longer song.
Call that a song.
I am an American.
You're in specimen.
Listen to my words.
Bombs, rockets, bombs, rockets.
You're a specimen collector.
Before you even start, I am an American.
I will escort you to the toilet to observe the passing of urine.
All he tried to do is obfuscate, to confuse.
I am an American.
Bursting in air.
The song.
And the red glare.
Sounds more like a screen door. Tail caught in a screen door.
I beg your pardon. Are you dissatisfied with the song?
Sounds more like a screen with a screen caught in a screen door.
Well, you know, it wasn't meant to be sung while sober.
Yeah? Screen door caught in a tail screen.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah?
No, it actually began as a drinking song.
Oh, yeah?
Well, doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Oh, yeah?
Well, yes.
Its author, Francis Scott Key, might have been charmed by topping the top 40, but was this really what he had in mind?
Drink up.
The bombs, red glare.
Or better yet,
the sweet, delicious coldness of the first bite of peppermint ice cream on the 4th of July.
Or better yet,
drink up.
Was this really his song?
Drink up.
Well, you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
Anacreon, a Greek poet who celebrated
screen door
drinking.
Well, I do.
Drink up.
To be free.
Yes, the tune of our national anthem was lifted from an old English drinking song.
Yeah?
Drink up.
Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
The people who wrote it certainly weren't.
Drink up.
Francis Scott Key wasn't either when he stole the tune.
I bet I'd have liked him.
Oh, you would have liked Anacreon even more.
Anacreon. Well, I do.
Even more.
Drink up.
Well, all the good things in life.
Oh, you mean,
Yes.
Let's sing it again.
Vonga Star Spangled. Vonga Song.
Say, can
no, no, no. Those
you...
are the new words, remember?
Also, who knows the old ones?
Songs
ready, gentlemen?
In pubs throughout England.
To Anacreon in hell,
I am an American.
Sad in full glee.
I am an American.
Now we stand by the rails and receive a hair-raising impression of how this projectile sounds as it passes by.
The rocket's first in air.
When the sun's around.
To be free. And the bombs, red glare.
Drink separation of the first stage at Burnham.
Freedom to think.
Intermittent sounds of the guidance rockets.
Freedom to speak.
The separation of the second stage.
To pray, to read, to act, to praise, to criticize. Freedom to eat and sleep, to work and play without pain. Freedom to live 1 or 200 million different lives. I am an American.
Drink up. Let it be a holiday in your house. of eternity.
The Inquirer, worst negative ad.
Every American has at least one thing to be thankful for.
A cheap shot, just not true.
But he still sold the flag and not a shirt. Good night.
Bizarre.
Bizarre.
Hey, do you guys
bizarre guitar?
Bizarre.
Bizarre.
Bizarre guitar.
Yeah, do you guys do appraisals at all?
Yeah, are you looking for an insurance appraisal, or just an appraisal to sell something?
Yeah, it's not an official by any means. I just for my own edification, really. Oh yeah.
Hey, there's something going on with your phone, dude. Your voice is changing pitch as we're talking. Do you have something on there?
Let's see. It's an old phone. It's a handheld. It's a handheld.
Right, sounds funny. So what do you want to know now?
Yeah, just the value.
The value.
Or approximate value. I don't know if there's a book.
To sell it or for insurance purposes?
I don't know if there's a book or something. Or, I don't know.
Is it to sell it or is it for insurance purposes?
Bizarre, right? Yeah. Well, to sell potentially. You know, I don't have a buyer.
You want to bring it in, I'll take a look at it.
Okay, can I talk? Can you, is there a booklet? You sell
it? You have to bring it in. I can't give you an appraisal over the phone.
Okay, well, it's a 1900s.
I can't give you an appraisal over the phone. If you want to bring it in, I'll take a look at it, and I'll give you an appraisal, and then if you're interested in selling it, I'll make an offer on it.
But I haven't given you the model yet.
What is it you have?
Well, I got a Memphis from 1900.
I can't even, dude, your phone is so screwed up, I can't even understand what you're saying.
1900. 1900, you know, so that's pretty, you know.
It's a what?
A Memphis, you know.
It's a Memphis guitar.
Oh, big time!
Big time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a.
I'll tell you what. I'm just gonna tell you to bring it in, and I'll take a look at it.
I have a motor.
Your phone is so goofed up. I can't understand what you're saying. So if you want to bring it into the store, I'll be here till 5:30.
Perfect. Where are you located? Did you?
4322 North 7th Avenue.
Did you catch the Motorola amp?
Did you? I can't understand you.
Oh well, I can hear you pretty good.
Well, I can't. Your voice is changing pitch, and there's an echo, and then some of the stuff that you've already said is being said again. So I'm at 4322 North 7th Avenue, Ashford Brick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and
did you get that?
How late are you there? How late are you open?
Okay, I'll see you then.
Yeah, it's open.
Thank you.
How late are you there?
How late are you open? Yeah. Yeah,
so
open.
How
weird
are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
How
weird
are you there?
Bizarre guitar. Hey, I talked to you earlier on that Motorola amp.
Motorola amp.
Uh-huh.
I think you're thinking of Bizarre Guitar in Reno.
It's from the 40s, easily. This thing's old. Whew. You know, I talked to you, didn't I? And that pig nose.
So you talked to me about what?
I paid Bitcoin for a pig nose?
Nah, you got the wrong place, man.
Okay, no, you guys are in Phoenix, in Phoenix. Hey.
Up in the lake.
How to do it, Jimmy?
Overturn Billy.
Rose Bill.
Overturn Bill.
Over to me. How to do it, dreams of Billy. Well. Bill bound him, yawning. The stale and the dreams of Billy.
Well.
Late more. Bill bound him, yawning. The
well.
Smell of late more. Bill bound him, yawning. The stale smell of late Moleville bound him, eoning.
Eon, Thrigan, Eon, smell of silver smoke of dreams.
The smoke.
Rose Bill Island, M13. In the late smoke it, speed in the late smoke it, sun.
Also now will
tell you it was no word.
Assure you,
Eon, Eon, Thrigan, silver smoke of dreams. In the late smoke it, oh, ban.
In the late
till summer will
excite
the state till summer will flight on the
embassy sun
in the big
light
in the big
light great
exactly how to
yeah.
L-M
great
exactly how to
yeah.
L-M exactly how to
yeah.
L-M desolate markets beyond where why in the desolate markets beyond where why with desolate markets beyond bar why
no wells no with
you it was no word
sure
you it was no word
sure
you it was no word
sure you
it was no word
shun
eon eon
forget
you it was no word
shun
eon dream rose bill island m13 rose bill island m13 13 up in the lights
muckets beyond the bar
lights muckets so summer will, tell them exactly how to
get
him. 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 Tell them
in the great
exactly how beyond bar wide desolate markets, beyond bar wide desolate markets, beyond bar wide in the desolate markets, beyond bar wide desolate markets. Beyond bar wide in the desolate market.
Petals, petals,
eight more,
eight more,
eight more,
and over to
will you, it was no word, eon, 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 M13, Rose Bill Island. M13, Rose Bill Island, 13, Bill Island. M13,
lights, muckets,
in the lights,
muckets.
Up in the lights, muckets, old summer will. Old summer will.
New flight.
New flight. The stay am.
New flight.
The stay am.
Or.
Morning. Beginning. Will. Bow.
Or.
warning, beginning in Oville, bound in. Warning, warning, beginning in Oville, bound in. Fun, fun.
Much spirituality can be found in consumerism itself. In fact, I feel spirituality every time I'm shopping, and I'm sure you'll agree. We have some seminars to help you work this sort of thing out in Sausalito. Through the concentric resonance of our floating houseboat, our seminar can function as a bridge to celestial realms of light.
Except I've been to Thailand when I was never in Thailand.
I'm putting the biggest possible smile on my voice. Butt Joke here for the Chopping Channel. We've got the hottest music ever burned. We don't care what you like because it doesn't matter. Whatever you want, we've got it here at the Chopping Channel, and it's all the same to us. Hurry before you don't care. There's nothing more superfluously plentiful than music. And it's all available now for practically nothing. Become what you hear. Chop Chopping Channel.
Now continue with more of the music of the night.
More on music of the 70s, going back to 1972 for a number one song.
Hi there, more urban music of the 70s.
Hello there.
Hi.
My name's Arch.
Hi, Art.
Arch.
Arch, excuse me.
And I just wanted to let you know that I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I work at a radio station up in Portland towards the end of this...
Portland, season. Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you.
And I remember that music very well, and you know, the music that we grew up with.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, like I said, keep up the good work.
Okay.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice night.
Hi.
Bye.
Good for you.
More urban music of the 70s.
Hi, one vote for number four.
One vote for number four. You don't have a touch-tone cupillac, huh?
Nope.
Oh, okay. One vote for number four. Anything else
with
you got
my
for
tongue
us?
And my...
Anything else you got for us?
Slide all the way down my...
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
More urban music of the 70s.
Oh, I was going to make a comment on the air.
Comment on the air. He's not taking them right now. What comment did you want to make? I'll pass it on to him.
Simply to the effect of that I love the whole concept, and it's brought me back quite a bit and made me feel real good. And like the guy said earlier, I usually am not up this late, but...
Good for you.
I keep thinking there are things that I'm really going to want to hear.
Well,
good for you. Good for you.
Comment.
And I just wanted to thank you guys.
Oh,
it's,
all right.
It's definitely a breath of fresh air.
I'll pass that on to him.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Back to 1972 for a number one song. That's Three Dog Night and Black and White.
Moribund, an old term that is fast becoming a household vocable. Utterback's 21st Century Collegiate Dictionary defines it as being in the state of dying, approaching death. Now your favorite hits of the 70s are being brought back fully to life. In the 5-hour retro media extravaganza, Moribund Music of the 70s.
We say it with music. Music. Music.
Don't quite know what happened there. We think we lost a little bit of our audio portion. Yeah, the only portion we've got. Well, we'll get to news as soon as I queue up the news tape.
1970!
No, that's not the news tape.
Moribund music of the 70s.
Listen, I got a question. Was he really stoned or something?
No, he's not stoned. It's just there's lots of technical problems, and Mr. Joyce doesn't seem to be too thrilled, but I'm not sure of that, of course.
Good for you. Good for you.
What sort of technical difficulties?
Oh, I don't know. He's just having lots of trouble. He's very anxious about this. You know, he's worked on it, for so long.
Well, anyway, I know, but it's just, it sounds fine. It's nothing.
So much sewerage water.
I'll pass that on to him.
Okay, well, is he really, he's really busy now, right?
Well, wait a second. Let me check, okay?
Okay.
We scrub and scrub.
It says it's really good.
Pardon me?
It says it sounds fine.
He says it was a joke. He wasn't serious.
Spark some interest, which I
just wanted
did.
To spark some interest. You're getting lots of calls now.
It was just a plea for lots of calls. That's all it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a bad delay here. Can you tell him to call me this week at work? He's got my work number.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, he knows that.
I'll pass that on to him.
Tell him he's gotta call me. Okay. Alright, okay.
Alright.
Well, we're about halfway through this under the floorboards. We've been hearing Bells of Hell Go Ting-a-ling, a-ling by Graham Bowers and Nurse with Wound. Before that, Music of the 70s by Negative Land. Then Become What You Hear from Negative Land's newest album, just 2 years ago. Silver Smoke of Dreams by William S. Burroughs and Ian Somerville. And that was some real old school half-inch tape manipulation a little while back. Philip Perkins played his track Monks. Started out, top of the hour, our national anthem by Negative Land. So we have, about another half of the show to go. Next up, They Know How Busy You Are. Negative Land, thanks for tuning in. I'm Buddha Bomb, and you are under the floorboards.
For all of those of you, I'm looking at the clock. I just want you to understand, we are not going to be coming back to this absolutely and positively. Our phone lines are busy.
People, nothing is the answer.
I was having so much fun, and suddenly there was this horrible flashback.
Busy.
They know how busy you are. Don't get freaked out.
You must be unconscious.
Hey, we need to talk.
Whoops, sorry.
It's me, your computer.
No.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. We can all talk.
Joke here with a Chopping Channel bonus break-in customer alert.
Anyway,
all music has been reduced in value. I repeat, all music has been reduced in value. Because of this, the Chopping Channel was established to transform these new condensed musical values into more convenient forms of availability and immortalize the best of this music. In this, the future as it happens. Who wrote this?
Anyway.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves as
As
we leave whole hog listening behind. Exquisitely reused music from the Found Sound Brewmasters at the Chopping Channel. The clock has started. Don't let this go by.
The world has a world instrument right here in the studio, and there he goes now. Wow.
Visualize moving around you, moving all about you, all rose-colored red. Rose-colored red, like a golden flame, like a golden flame burning from deep within you. Visualize moving around you, moving all about you, this rose-colored red. This effervescent glow, you can't do better than that. You can put it back. It's like the spinal dislocation of your magnificent vacation. This is really based upon the teachings of Roy Harrison Kesketh, my lord and master and pastor, and yours too, and we do this sort of thing at the seminar, and I just want to sell you an hour of your life at this seminar. Who would like to buy an hour of their own life? I know I would, and I did.
Can you imagine?
Visualize going to the seminar. Love and appreciation and receiving love.
I think I can join in. I think I see where you're going with this music. I can feel it in my leg. And I can feel it in my arm.
You're doing great, Velma.
And I am moving to violet flame.
The violet flame moving in and out.
Like a connection I never thought
I'd
have.
I told you I saw that spirit animal.
Wow.
That's bad. Right inside you. I can see right through you, Velma.
Son of a gun.
Sublet. Everything you know, everything you own. So come on down to Sausalito. We're bringing it to Berkeley as well, but you can't be on the houseboat seminar when you're in Berkeley.
It's actually vibrating in through my chair at the moment, and it's going up right into my 67-year-old sock.
Thank you. Hi.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me okay?
Hi, this is Brett Davis. I'm hosting a thing here at Black Gold Records, and we want to do a Q&A with you.
Terrific. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. All right. Anybody have a question? You've got the legendary Longmont Potion Castle on the phone.
Hi.
If you have anything you
All right. How's everybody doing today? All right.
Okay. We want to know, how long have you been working on the new album?
Longmont 14 comes out on 7/11. I've been working on it for 4 months straight. And it's a new record for me.
It's hot on the heels of Longmont 13.
Oh, yeah.
Yepper.
Yeah, my name's Andrew from Indiegogo. Is this really, what's it, LPG?
Longmont Post.
This is David Hall again, is it?
No, it's not LPG. I'm sorry. Nope. I'm not
Longmont Post.
I'm not going to lie to you, sir.
This is the real Longmont Post Castle, as close to the real thing as you could get. I think it's real. I don't know. There's no way to know. He's been an anonymous prank caller for a very long time.
But the fans would know, right?
I mean,
would you agree to the real Longmont Post Castle?
Check this out. Yeah. Okay, see, I'm all warmed up. Why are you? How are you?
Do you have any questions?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
you got a question?
Yes, indeed.
Would he ever consider going on Jeopardy?
Would you ever consider going on Jeopardy?
You know, I think Jeopardy is a great way to do some brain exercises and to really just get your thoughts flowing and get the synapses firing. I am not sure if I'd be a viable contestant, you know, unless it was some sort of special thing. Let's give Alex Trebek a holler. Maybe later.
Yeah, can you loop Alex three-way call?
Maybe just a little bit later. I mean, you know, I'm certainly game. Here we go. In the meantime, I'll just... Okay, Alex. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, sir. Trying to get some information about casting for Jeopardy.
What do you mean casting?
To be a contestant on the program.
Oh, just go online, jeopardy.com, and it'll explain everything to you.
So I guess you need a credit card?
Not a thing. No, you don't need anything.
Bitcoin? Or you just do a different process altogether?
No, just go on jeopardy.com. Okay? Good luck.
I'll need it. Goodbye, sir. Ask and you shall receive. That's my motto.
About how many times have you spoken to Alex Trebek on the phone?
600 to 700 times, I think.
Cool. Have any questions?
Yeah, I got one.
Yep.
What's your favorite type of hoagie?
Favorite type of hoagie?
Vegetarian.
All right.
And cold.
And cold. Who are two celebrities that you would love to put on the phone together?
I would say Bill Cosby and the police news reporter. He's not really a celebrity. Actually, he's dead. You're the first to hear that. But. Or Bill Cosby and, I don't know, Whoopi Goldberg, let's say.
Yeah, what pedal do you use?
I can only drive an automatic transmission. I'm a little embarrassed. Sorry to say, I can't drive a manual transmission. Someone's going to teach me, supposedly. I'll let you know how it turns out. Is that what you mean?
Thanks.
Oh. Wait, what?
Do you know of any other people that you've called in the past?
Yeah.
Do you know of any other people you've called in the past that have since passed away, is the question I got.
Does anybody know who the interloper is, David Donnarumma?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he...
You got some...
Is that affirmative then? Okay, okay. Yeah. He passed away also.
He was an inspiring actor.
He was an inspiring actor?
Yes. Yeah. So the president hater and the interloper. There's not a whole lot of other deceased people that I know of.
What happened to Delmo?
Oh, there's one. He passed away some time ago. That was the early 90s when I was talking to him. Delmo. Thank you for asking.
Have any questions? Yeah, who are your influences?
Maybe the Illuminati 7-inch, for anyone who knows. Although, when that came out, Illuminati, it was just a cassette that was getting passed around and passed around. Or it's also known as the Cambodian refugee calls, trying to deliver your new child. Little Chung Gwin.
How do we now offer lessons and rentals? This is Aaron. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've got a guitar, and I'm trying to make the sound come through my amp. I need to get some kind of forwarder. You guys sell forwarders there?
Forwarder?
Yes.
Amplifier forwarder?
Yeah, to get my sound forward. You know, I'm not hearing too much, you know.
No idea what a forwarder is. You got it plugged in there?
I've got a guitar and an amplifier. Oh. But I'm trying to
Never heard of a forwarder.
Well, I thought this was guitar.
Are you messing with me, man? You gotta be messing with me. What's a forwarder?
Who is this?
This is Aaron. How can I help you again? You want a forwarder?
This is Roscoe. Okay.
Hello, Roscoe. How are you?
Yeah. So what do you got in stock?
Probably nothing.
What
Maybe get a bigger amplifier. If you get a bigger amplifier, that'll push your sound more forward.
You don't sound too sure of yourself there. Are you a
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure, but I'd have to see. Why don't you bring your whole rig in here and let me troubleshoot it for you?
I'll get right on that.
All right, man. We'll see you shortly.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
You still there?
Yeah, we're still there.
Hi. Thank you.
You are taking requests? It seems, maybe. Is there anything that anyone would want to... What's that?
No, I'm game.
Dirk Funk?
Dirk Funk, yeah.
Let's try something out. Oh, shucks.
Dirk Funk, you said?
Yeah.
Dirk's indisposed. Oh, wait. Maybe he's going to come through. You know what? Can you bear with me for a sec? And maybe if anyone else has a question, I can try to field it while I'm working my way through this.
Any takers?
Have you gotten in trouble? Almost gotten in real trouble?
Yeah. How close have you gotten to getting in trouble?
I've gotten a few letters of warning in the mail, but gosh, I've dodged a few bullets. I can say that, you know.
Hello, Wax Track.
Hello. Hello. I'm looking for Amelia. Looking for Mamanga.
Amelia.
Amelia Mamanga.
That's the artist?
Homo Nina is the title of the record.
Okay, I don't want to. If you want to call back in about 15 minutes, because our internet's kind of acting, it's not.
Homo Nina. Do you know something?
Let me just You want to just spell it out?
Yeah, it's H-O-M-O-N-N.
Yeah, it's a homonina.
So I can hold if you want to scope that out. Yeah. Oh, she split. She split.
Does anybody want to volunteer a phone number?
Yeah, can I get a phone number?
Sure.
Okay.
We've got a request for a phone number. It's 457-4501.
What kind of records do you guys specialize in at your store? It's ringing.
Not sure. All kinds. Everything.
Except classical. Yeah.
Except classical.
Except classical. Classical. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who is this person?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
All right. This is your neighbor, Billy. I was wondering if it'd be okay if, I know this is a little unusual, if I, you know, were to put a commode cam in your commode. I'm trying to troubleshoot a problem with our own restroom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if I could just temporarily, or you do it, obviously, install a commode cam.
That's and funny.
Put it in your...
Is it Drennan?
Huh?
Tell Drennan I said what's up. Tell Drennan I said what's up.
Or do you want me to call the police? You choose, you know.
Yeah. Tell Drennan I said hey.
I'm going to call the police. I just am.
Okay. All right.
Unless you want to get down.
Huh?
Unless you want to get down.
All right.
I've got a logarithm.
Have a good day.
Okay, I'm using a logarithm, and I'm going to solve this problem with or without you.
Okay. All right.
You got that?
Would you be willing to do another one?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Andy Breckman, the creator of Monk?
Hello?
Yes. I've got a logarithm.
Oh, don't screw yourself.
Okay, Alex Trebek is gone again. Yes. Yes, I'm familiar. Should we get him on the horn?
Like to get the call?
Yeah.
Sure. 745-0200.
Yeah. Hi. No answer. I apologize.
Wow. Too bad.
How's everybody doing tonight?
We've got a lot of people jammed into a very small and hot record store that have watched a night of interpretive dance and waiting.
God love you. Has anyone there ever seen the show Monk by any chance? Or wait, we already went over that. Okay.
Do you want to do another call, maybe?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you the option: Janine Garofalo or Chris Gethard.
Janine, first.
Okay. 240-7136.
Please leave your message for
Janine.
She's out.
Would you mind calling? First off, I don't know if you're cool with taking requests. I feel like we're putting you on the spot. But if you are open to it, you got a good one.
Oh, really? Who is it?
One of the Chainsmokers.
The band?
Yeah.
Yeah, I better change my phone number real quick. Let me do that. Where are they located?
New York, L.A.
Okay.
London.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with a California phone number. Okay.
815-5195. This is Alex.
Alex.
Chainsmoker. Yeah.
Hi, you've reached Alexander Paul. I'm currently unavailable. Please hang up and text me. It's much faster. Or you can.
Oh, really? Okay, Alex, I'll do that. Sorry about that. You still there?
You've been listening to Under the Floorboards on KGNU Radio. I'm Buddha Bomb. Had a lot of fun tonight. Ended up with a track by Longmont Potion Castle. Right before that, Mute Bell Extinction Process by Nurse with Wound. Then we heard Austerne by Nurse with Wound. Before that, we heard Negative Land, They Know How Busy You Are. Then we heard Bell of Hell Go Ting-a-ling. And that brings us to right now. It is time for Sleepless Nights, and we are going to have a Sleepless Night, a Sleepless Nights show, because apparently it is a sleepless night after all. And George C. is going to be spinning for you. He's gathering some music and preparing for a show. And I'm in the mood for doing a little bit extended play under the floorboards. You get a little bit of extra in your milkshake from the cup. Going to continue with some more of this kind of thing. Thanks for tuning in.
That's the Guess Who, taking you back to 1970 for American Woman. And,
here's what's his name.
Thank you. And we have rock, well, it's a rock and roll song, that's right, but it's TV trivia this hour. And it's the theme from a very popular series from the early 60s. And if you know, give us a call, 848-4425. We'll put you on the air to win.
Fun radio.
Okay, 848-4425 is our number. If you want to play TV trivia, we've got a song coming up that's the theme from this popular series that ran for 7 years. Let's take a listen and call me if you know.